house is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Tuesday, June 18th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us as usual in this half-hour time slot is Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chuck and Randy. Hopefully you can hear me all right.
We can hear you fine. You're on the road, eh, brother?
I am. I am in Ann Arbor this morning.
What the heck are you doing down in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor?
Listen, man, when people want barbecue, the Iron Pig comes running.
So you're servicing some folks down in Washtenaw County.
Yeah, buddy, that's what we do.
Excellent, excellent. What type of event you got going on down there?
Oh, we got some folks here over at University of Michigan Hospital that we're taking care of today.
Okay, very cool. Cool, cool. They love their pork and they love the Iron Pig.
That's right.
Hey, let me ask you this question. You and I have been promoting and talking about the 4th of July weekend. We're trying to put together the music festival for July 6th. You've got an update for the folks?
Yeah. It sounds like, unfortunately, our pavilion that sits right next to us on Court Street that we've used the last couple of years, it sounds like the city of Gaylord accidentally double booked the pavilion with an Alpenfest event for Saturday, July 6th, that evening, 5 to 10. So as of right now, we are not going to be having the Country Music and Brisket Festival this year. What I'm hoping to do is possibly postpone it till the end of the summer, potentially with a very, very big announcement that I wish I could give you more information about right now, but we may have some big news coming here towards the end of the summer. And we may just push it back and have a big blowout to celebrate the news.
The news, absolutely. You know, I was looking at the calendar, and as busy as everybody is with 4th of July parades, then it being a Saturday right after 4th of July, July 6th, which is when you planned it, a lot of candidates are running for the August 6th primary, just a month later. And Saturdays are so important for door knocking and talking to the voters before that in-person voting. Just a short, quick poll, Ian, out knocking doors, talking to folks about Vicky's Antrim County clerk race. Everybody's voting in person. Not one person so far has told me that they're going to vote absentee or they're going to vote early. So that could be actually a blessing for a lot of our Patriot candidates that have to knock doors to work on, you know, July 6th. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking maybe, how about this? How about if we try to work it out to maybe we tie it into Labor Day weekend? Something to think about.
We've done that before. We absolutely would consider that. The real trick is, as you know what's going on, where I can't really tell anybody what's happening. But in the meantime, I'm hoping that things fall into place and we're able to choose a date. Something like that would be phenomenal.
Yeah, we could do a big party there in Gaylord to announce the news and then have everybody be able to still get on with the rest of their Labor Day weekend. So we'll talk about it. Maybe August. We'll figure it out. But good stuff. So basically, it has been formally 100% canceled for July 6th this summer.
Yeah, it has. It breaks my heart to do it. And, you know, we've been putting this thing together for a couple months now. And at the last minute, they decided to say, oh, we've double booked it. So we're just going to put pause on it. Hopefully we can reschedule it. But as of right now, Saturday, July 6th is back open.
Back open. So candidates, you can get out and knock doors. I had quite a few of them say they were upset that they planned to work until almost dark that night. And then they're all going to the fireworks over at Lake Otsego to watch the fireworks. And, so maybe it's a blessing. Everything always is, isn't it?
Yeah, everything happens for a reason. That's right.
Amen. Short break. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig down in Ann Arbor. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment with Ian Murphy down in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Wanted to ask you, Ian, one of the things that is going on, I'm seeing in the local, knocking on doors, talking to people, and I think this is good business for the Iron Pig in Gaylord, is a lot of people are saying they want to hear from the candidates. Have you been approached yet by any of the candidates or incumbent representatives? Congresspeople, people running for U.S. Senate, wanting to hold meet and greets there at the Iron Pig in Gaylord.
I have, yes. And we've had a couple. We've had Sandy Penciler has come through. Sherry O'Donnell has come through. Just recently, Christian Marcus, who is running, maybe he's listening this morning. How you doing, Christian? He's running for Ken Borton's seat. He has reached out. So, yeah, definitely. And I think that is the best way to do it. I mean, get in front of your constituents and get your message across. Because I'll tell you, there's a lot of noise out there, and anybody that can strike through with a common sense message is going to hit a home run.
Yeah. Well, especially in the heart of Gaylord, Otsego County, there's a couple of challenges going on for county commissioner. I know there's different things happening, you know, in that state house race for the 105th. But most importantly, what a better venue to be able to come and have seats, tables, you know, a sound system if they need it, to basically stand up and, like you say, talk to the folks and take questions, interact, but at the same time, you know, be able to have beverages and meals right off the menu. Doesn't cost the candidates anything. People are willing to come. They're going to buy a meal anyway. They're going to eat dinner that night, lunch, whatever. So it's actually an ideal venue for people.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, these are the people that they want to talk to, right? Our customers are the patriots, right? They're the ones that have helped us stay, keep the restaurant open for the last 4 years. They're the ones that have supported us through all these lawsuits. So our customer base, you know exactly where they stand. So these candidates coming forward should want to come into our restaurant and speak to our customers because they are ideologically very aligned.
Well, one of the things, and you mentioned this, you know, a couple weeks ago when we were talking about, you know, the current state representative, Ken Borton, when he first ran, you and I, Vicky, many of us patriots were very supportive. He made some promises. Once he got elected, he was going to, you know, do something about your situation, especially the Iron Pig having to deal with the health department and so many other restaurants and bars and churches and things like that. And, the guy just basically didn't get those bills even introduced. And I think it's a real big signal to people that, hey, if you're going to make a promise to somebody in public, for example, at your venue, the Iron Pig, 100, 200, 300 people perhaps hearing what he said, when you don't do what you say you're going to do, that changes people's minds about whether they're going to support you in the future.
It does, and it's really tough. And like I said, I like Ken. It's nothing personal against Ken, but
no,
he had made promises to do things, and he just didn't. He got swallowed up by Lansing, and nothing happened when he went down to Lansing. And this is the only way that any of us can really hold them to account, right? So I hope that things change. He does have a challenger, but to your larger point, yes, you need to get out. You need to listen. And you need to follow through. Like, I think so many people are just tired of these politicians going and saying things and then just not doing anything, no action behind any of it whatsoever. And we're just put behind the eight ball on a lot of these things. And it's like, where were you? Where were you? Where were you 4 years ago? What about right. those promises?
Yeah.
And imagine if Ken had actually hooked his train to us, he'd be one of the most popular state senators out there right now because he stood behind us.
Yeah, state reps, he would have been at the top of the list. And speaking of state senators, on the opposite spectrum of this, Michelle Hatenga, she's been very responsive to your needs, listening to what you are facing and what your battles you're dealing with. She's actually stood up and done some good votes, good sponsorship of bills, even though she's dealing with the Democrat majority in the Senate.
Yeah, see, and this is the dichotomy of the Republicans, right?
Yes.
You have some that are just completely feckless and useless, and then you have others that are clawing tooth and nail to get things done and don't use these excuses, well, we don't have the power in Lansing to do this or do that. I don't care. Your constituents don't care. Put forth the bills, even if they don't have a chance in hell of being heard or brought up, it still doesn't mean that you shouldn't introduce that legislation.
Right.
And Michelle has been doing that, and I appreciate that.
Well, and Michelle not only has been doing it, but I know actively, you know, she's been pushing other state senators like, you know, my state senator, John DeMoose, to mm-hmm. be involved in sponsoring bills and getting, you know, support for these things. And we're in a situation where, you know, basically you got to try, at least try, show us that you're willing to listen to us, you're willing to write the bills, you know, send me the bills. You are willing to even have Ken Borton give you the bills to have David Delaney, who's, by the way, running for judge over there, who I support in Otsego, to have some input and to be able to, you know, strengthen the bills and make them better. Never even happened.
No, and see, to me, that's almost worse than not doing anything. So when you're going to go ahead and you're going to put legislation forward, how do you not get the parties involved that have been fighting this battle for 4 years? The people that know these statutes inside and out, that know the U.S. Supreme Court level decisions that affect these cases and these statutes. It boggles my mind. But when you think about the idea of a politician and how they want credit for most of these things, by and large, the most of them do.
Sure.
It makes sense to me why they wouldn't come to us and ask for input, mainly in the language, because that's really what we're fighting about, is the lack of language that's in these statutes. We want more specificity put in these things, and these fools haven't come to us and said, well, what do you think about this or what do you think about that? They just went ahead and said, well, we've got this three-bill package, and we want your support.
Right, exactly. I wanted to take a different approach to this, too. Economic climate. We're heading into a presidential election. Everybody knows about the primary coming on August 6th. November 5th is the general election. Economy-wise, as far as the weather's finally breaking, you know, today we're going to hit 88 over here in the studio, 90 degrees. Summer's finally here. What are you seeing foot traffic wise? Are you seeing a lot more folks coming up to play golf? Are you getting a lot more tourism up there in Gaylord?
You know, that's a great question. And just recently, the Michigan Restaurant Lodging Association came out with a new report that kind of just painted the hospitality industry, restaurants specifically, in a very bad light as far as the future and the economy for restaurants in Michigan, given that we've just emerged from, you know, the stuff from the pandemic, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
What I'm seeing is actually counter to that. And I don't know if it's just the Gaylord area or if it's just the time of year, but our numbers at some points are up almost 25% from the same weekends from last year. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means, but I do know that people are pinching pennies. But it still seems like at the same time that we have great traffic in town and there are a lot of people out spending money. So I'm very encouraged. And I think that this could be one of our best summers yet. I mean, 2021 was our best summer on record. But
sure,
this could be with the weather as predicted, I think it could be a gangbusters for us.
Well, they're saying that the golf business, I spoke to a golf course yesterday and asked him about advertising on the station, and he's like, Randy, we don't have to. He said our tee times on the weekends are completely booked up. Our leagues are doing good during the week. And he said, as a matter of fact, they even had a bunch of organizations playing golf outings during the day, during the week. He said, Randy, I don't even know where I would put any more golfers if I did advertise on your station.
Yeah, and I love to hear that. You know, the golf industry in this state had taken a beating, you know, in the mid-2000s. And if anything good did come out of the lockdowns, it was forcing people to go outside, right?
Right.
Camps,
yep.
Campgrounds are booked solid. You know, boat sales are through the roof. Golf courses are packed. You know, these are all things that our community up in Gaylord really, really depend on. And I'm hoping that that's what's pushing this surge in business that we're seeing right now.
Right. Absolutely. Now, one other question I got. People are asking, since you're catering down in Ann Arbor, is that something you do on a regular basis? And are you willing to cater businesses and outings up here in northern Michigan?
It is something we do on the regular. Not necessarily this far. This was sort of a special circumstance. But yes, absolutely. I mean, we go all over the state. It just depends on the situation. But we are actually getting ready to upgrade our online catering ordering system. So you can order any of our catering 24 hours in advance and pick it up or deliver it. Brisket by the pound. We do taco bars. We do rice bowl bars, all kinds of catering stuff. is going to be even more accessible and easier to order. Like right now, you have to kind of put in an estimate, and then our catering manager gets back to you. And it's a day and a half or 2 day process. But with what we're seeing right now, we've got, you know, again, the golf course is, we've got golfers calling us at noon saying, hey, can we get 12 pounds of ribs for 9 o'clock tonight? Those are the things that we're trying to go after a little bit more. And yes, throughout Northern Michigan, absolutely we'll do that.
Well, I'm happy to announce you and I spoke, and you said that you would agree to help us with our Fun Shoot Pig Roast that we're doing on Saturday, July 27th in Central Lake. And yes, we put you on the website already as a sponsor, and that you're going to be providing the, I'm calling it the Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner is what I'm calling it. And love we've it. Got all the fixings, and we're excited you'll be smoking those shoulders for us and pulling them apart. And we're excited for that. You're going to be part of the event. We're excited. One other thing I wanted to ask you real quick. Text message just came in. Summer hours, have you expanded at all for the weekends? Are you staying open later at night? What's going on with the hours there at the Iron Pig?
We're open a little bit later at night on the weekends till 11 o'clock. Kitchen closes at 10, and then we are bringing breakfast back on Fridays. Mondays have been a little bit different this year, but we are bringing breakfast. We're doing breakfast Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting at 9 o'clock till roughly about noontime. And then every other day we're open till about 10 o'clock.
Okay, very good. So a little later on the weekends, but the bar portion only, the kitchen closes at 10.
Kitchen closes at 10, 9 o'clock during the week. Yes, sir.
Very good. Okay, good. Got that one in, and let's see any other ones. So now that's it. Well, I know you're busy. What time is your event start down there? When do you start feeding the folks?
In about a half an hour.
I figured so. Well, we greatly appreciate you coming on the show. I got a couple of things I want to get in before the bottom of the hour break, so we'll let you get back to work, get prepping for the folks there at University of Michigan Hospital.
You got it, buddy. Appreciate you as always.
Okay, same to you, sir. Safe travels back home to Gaylord.
You got it.
Again, that was Ian Murphy getting ready to feed the folks here in about a half hour. He's got to get things ready at the University of Michigan Hospital down in Ann Arbor. But again, if you're interested, you would like him to cater food for your event, you can get a hold of him, ironpigsmoke.com. ironpigsmoke.com is the website. You can put in your request. You can put in your orders to go. Catering service, all of it is available. He is expanding that operation. And if you guys have a organization like ours, the Antrim County Conservative Union, our fifth annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast, well, Ian's going to be doing the pork for us. So we're excited and looking forward to him doing that. Again, if you'd like the tickets, just go to acconservatives.org, read the post. Very simply, go up to the top right corner, click on the donate button. The ticket prices, I was able to negotiate and do some shopping around. We kept the prices the same. It's $30 for adults. Teenagers are $15, and 12 years old and younger are free. And we definitely want to teach the young kids how to shoot 22s. Saturday, July 27th, it's the fourth Saturday in July in Central Lake, Michigan. The gates open at 12 noon. The gun ranges will be open as soon as you get there. And then we'll start calling everybody in about 1:30, getting ready for speakers. And then the dinner will be probably about 2:30, 3 o'clock. So you'll get an early dinner. We won't fill you up too much, and you'll have a great time. Great food, great time, great sponsors. We're excited. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number two. We'll be right back.